order. Excuse me. Back in. I will call the meeting to order. We are beginning the agenda for the Arkansas Independent Citizens Commission. I would like for our staff person, Donna Kerr, to read off the names so that we can confirm who is here and who will be here by phone.
Chair Annabelle Tuck.
Here.
Vice Chair Tommy May.
Here.
Philip Fletcher. Not here. Frank Gwynn.
Here.
Jonathan Rogers. Not here. Jan Zimmerman is on a conference call.
Here by phone.
Clark Smith.
Here.
Okay. I declare a quorum present. And I would like to make some opening remarks before we begin and approve the minutes. Just for the record, please note for the meeting purposes, even though they're on the website, that the commission, salary commission, has received several letters from members of the legislature, specifically from the House of Representatives, and a couple of letters from the Senate, including a letter from Senator Blake Johnson, who's the Majority Leader, and then Ben Gilmore, also signed on with Howard Beatty Jr. and David Ray. The request, oh, here's Jonathan, thank you.
Sorry.
That's fine. Well, anyway, thank you very much. And so we have a full house. Basically, some of these opinions expressed say that salary raises are not currently warranted. Some of them say not at this time. So there are some differences. I really expected some legislators to be here to perhaps stress the point, but they've made their record, and so that is sufficient. So let's move forward and look at the minutes for January 20th, our last meeting. I will ask if there are any corrections or if there is a motion to approve.
I move approval.
Thank you. A second.
Second.
Thank you, Mr. Smith. And that I would ask all in favor to say yes.
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 All opposed to say no. Okay. Passed unanimously. So our minutes are approved, and now we go to the review of the written and oral comments following publication of the proposed salary adjustment resolution, which was published timely and has been on our website. And so I would like to open the floor for discussion by the members of the commission. As I say, we recently, on February the 14th, received a letter from several legislators, actually one letter signed by several legislators, asking that the increases should be reviewed at a later time. And some of the discussion in each letter concerns issues that are facing our state in budgetary needs, teacher pay, adequate prison space, tax relief, and also there is a statewide hiring freeze. And basically taking the position that it's not an urgent priority at this time. In the face of extraordinary levels of inflation, for people, you know, out in Arkansas, workers and families who do not receive a commensurate pay increase. So they're basically taking a position at this time it would be inappropriate to raise the legislative pay. So I'm going to open the floor and allow discussion by members of the commission.
I personally, I would personally like to put it off for a month or two.
Okay.
That's my personal opinion.
Okay.
Madam Chair?
Yes.
I too would like to have further discussion, I think, with so many of our General Assembly responding, that we need to maybe take a step back, let's look, maybe involve some testimony and have a little bit more information regarding the changes in pay.
Thank you very much.
I agree as well that we should postpone the discussion. I guess the letter that we received on the 14th contained 40, if I count it correct, 40 plus signatures. So I tend to agree with this.
Okay.
To me, this is separate from what we do with prosecuting attorneys and judges, you know what I mean, especially since that's their full-time job most of the time. So I'm in agreement with everybody else here. And to me, it's one of those deals, we do this annually anyway, you know what I mean, for every, that's our job to do it for everyone. And obviously, we can even bring this up next year at this appropriate time. They basically said this year's, you know, they don't foresee that. So obviously, if we can save the state dollars, if they're satisfied with where they're at, to me, the biggest deal is, you know, we want to be comparable to other states around us.
Yes, yes.
Not a lot lower, and not a lot higher, you know what I mean? So we want them to be paid fairly for what they do. But if they're happy with what they have, then by all means, let's save the state the money.
Vice Chair?
No, I think Jonathan said it very well.
Okay.
I concur with him and the other comments.
Well, I'm first of all, I agree with all of you. But second of all, I do want to make a couple of points.
Sure.
And, you know, inflation affects everybody, mm-hmm. including legislators. Mm-hmm. In the past, legislators have never come to us, period. But we've never had this kind of response either.
Right.
And I can understand that, except the pot of money they're talking about is not the pot of money that these raises come from.
Sure.
So it's apples and oranges. In terms of where the money comes from will have absolutely no impact, according to Robert Brecht, on this money, because it's already divvied out. But there is really a good reason to delay. And I say this because I want to make sure it's understood that we are not looking at appearances. We are looking at evidence-based. We are looking at facts, figures, including inflation. So we are not in the business of worrying about how it appears, mm-hmm. both politically, because that's not on our, what I'm going to call our, we're not elected.
Right.
And so we're not worrying about appearance. But I do think some of the facts that we have not had for these purposes because of the legislative session is that we did not get the up-to-date information about other comparable legislature pays like we did the last time.
Mm-hmm.
If you recall, the Bureau said they couldn't do that study for us for these purposes. because of the legislative load they're carrying. And that is perfectly legitimate. And so we were making a decision actually without knowing that. And I think for that reason, I'm very willing to delay, not just because obviously these legislators represent their constituencies, but it's not the entire legislature. Mm-hmm. So I'm not going to assume that they're speaking for everybody, but they are speaking more than they have in the past. So I guess all I wanted to put on the table was that we do not have sufficient real information to make the evidence-based decision that we've made in the past. Mm-hmm. And so I will entertain a motion to delay consideration of this. Remember, we're at the resolution stage. So this resolution, and if you want to say a particular time, maybe we should do that, say next year, or what, you mentioned a couple of months. I'd like us to have that discussion, mm-hmm. so we're real clear. Yes?
Chair Tuck, if I may, this is TJ Fowler, yes. Staff at the Auditor's Office. There are two sets of pay increases that y'all have considered and put through public comment. One is legislative and one is executive branch.
Right.
I just wanted to bring that to y'all's attention.
Right.
If y'all, since the executive branch has already been put through the public comment period, you could still make a determination on it, or you could put it in advance with the legislative branch.
Thank you for bringing that to my attention. I was putting it all together. So if we could discuss that as well. So I'll entertain a motion.
I'll make a motion that we put it off to a further date on down, whether it's 3 months, 6 months, or whatever, when y'all feel like bringing it back up here.
Okay, so in terms of making that decision, would it be correct to add to the motion when more information becomes available from the Bureau of Legislative Affairs on comparable salaries in the region?
I think that's appropriate.
Go ahead.
No, you don't.
Well, I agree that we certainly ought to delay until we have the information, as our chairman has indicated. I don't know how long that takes, but that's really the time frame that we ought to come back together. If we are required to sort of set a date, I guess we can set a date and then we can extend that if necessary. So let's just go with 6 months.
Okay.
And then at 6 months, we'll see. I would say, if I might, that I think, again, what Jonathan said, and also Frank and others, is that, and what our chairman said at the beginning is that, you know, what we are all about is doing the right thing. Mm-hmm. And doing the right thing requires information. The data that we have, if it is not current, it's got to be. I've done a sort of a detailed analysis that I mentioned before. If you take the four areas of compensation and so forth, where we rank amongst the other five states that we're compared to, I believe that is a good comparison. Mm-hmm. So if we can update those states, that's what I would feel comfortable in doing.
Mm-hmm. Well, we haven't got a second yet, so
okay.
Do you ask that Mr. Gwynn amend his motion and add the deadline?
I do.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And so it's open for discussion now. Yes.
Madam Chair, the motion was to delay it.
Okay.
Need to specify what it means.
Well, we hadn't discussed the executive pay, so.
Do you but want mine to separate is to, that?
Yeah, well, I think we should, we don't need to do it, okay. Then the motion is to cover
both.
And okay. Then we'll look at it at a,
that's fine, because months. We yeah. can do the same for the information for the for the constitutional officers, right, have a survey, or the other category.
Yes, I think that can be provided. I don't know that the Bureau of Legislative Research did that for the executive officers in the past. I think that was provided separately. Or
well, it may have been, but I think it's available. I mean, it's public information.
We may have had the more recent for the executive officers
already. Yeah, we did. We had the most recent for them, but not.
Okay.
So there is no new.
There is no new information on that.
Right.
Correct. That's why they may be separate in the metric that y'all are discussing at the moment. Mm-hmm.
We couldn't get the legislature because of the session. They were too busy with the session.
Okay. Well, obviously, we're not going to ask the Legislative Bureau to do the legislative analysis until after the session. And, you know, that'll be clearly with it. We don't know how long the legislative session will last. Sometimes they extend, sometimes they don't, for various reasons. So I think 6 months is a good middle point.
Remind me when pay increases go into effect once we approve them in their resolution.
10 days.
10 days after filing with the auditor of state's office, so it doesn't wait for the fiscal year. So I guess to answer your more direct question, I think you're asking, are we delaying raises by waiting this 6 months? And the answer is yes, you are. You would be effectively delaying.
And the fiscal year starts July 1, right?
Yes, sir.
So maybe that we meet, you know,
before
July 1, they would have time to get us this information. We'll also know the effects of whatever the legislative session is on budget and things like that.
Okay.
You agree with that, Tom? Mm. And then we could, and we may not do anything then, but we would have more time to look at everything and see what we want to do. Just a thought. So okay. If we talk about that, I can amend that motion, of course.
Well, I guess...
No, that's fine for me. So, what he said is very important.
So, for both?
For both.
For both.
For both. Okay, yeah. So we're clear that it's now for both. And if we want to have it effective July 1, it needs to be less than 6 months.
Right.
So,
it should... Just go out and have. So, we could do it in June.
Into May, because we're going to have a 2-week comment period.
Right. Yeah. Okay, so we will postpone consideration because we don't know what our decision will be, but we will postpone reconsideration until May 1. And, or we can go ahead, and I'd hate to complicate this, and set a date because we're all available at this time in May. If that would agree, so we can just go ahead and set a meeting day. Is that okay, Donna?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So let's look at our calendars. Jan, do you have a calendar with you while you're...
Yes, I do.
Okay. Okay, the first Friday in May is May the 5th.
Cinco de Mayo.
Pardon? Cinco de Mayo. Mm-hmm. May the 5th.
Yeah, the 5th is not good for me.
Not good for you. Okay, if we go to the next Friday, the 12th, will that leave us enough time for all comment period?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. May the 12th. Going.
I'm good.
You're good?
I'm good.
Jan?
Yes.
Okay. We will postpone consideration until May 12th. And if you'll put it on your calendars, because I know that's the graduation time, it's approaching, and so people have lots of graduates. So I'm going to put...
Madam Chair,
yes.
I think you'll need to take a vote on that postponement, formal motion with a second.
Thank you for doing the parliamentary job. I appreciate it because sometimes I just plow ahead. May I have a motion?
Well, I'll make that motion.
Okay.
On that.
2 weeks and a second?
Second.
Okay. Any discussion? All in favor of the motion to postpone consideration,
aye.
until May the 12th. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
All opposed. Okay, passes unanimously. Now we're back to the motion and the second made by Mr. Gwynn. And if you will just repeat it for the record.
We're going to postpone the pay raises that we had agreed on to be considered May the 12th.
Reconsidered,
uh-huh. That's right. Reconsidered May the 12th. And we need more information, up-to-date information, before we make that decision.
On both.
On both, yes.
Thank you. A second.
Second.
Okay. Now, any discussion? Yes.
Madam Chair, the next time you meet will entail a new motion and a new proposal. It can be the same one you've just done, but what I'm referring to is, I just read it. Let me get my eyes back on it. The opportunity for public comment under the subdivision shall not exceed 45 days.
Right.
So your current motion is no longer up for public consideration. It effectively dies now, but it may be reproposed on May the 12th just to keep...
Within the time frame.
Yes.
Within the time frame.
That's good. We may do something totally different.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Thank you. That's
so it's a total reopening
of
the issue. Because it should not hang in limbo.
So you're not going to reconsider this motion.
Right.
You will could reconsider the proposals in May the 12th.
For both
the
constitutional officers.
And that would allow another comment period.
Right.
Another follow-up meeting.
Right.
Yes.
Okay. Any further discussion? If not, I'd ask for those who approve to say yes.
Yes.
And those who disapprove would just say no. I joined the yeses for these purposes. So that will be our decision, and minutes will be prepared. So they will be available at the next meeting on May the 12th. And I really appreciate everybody being here today and understand Jan's long-term plans. That had been on the books for quite a while. So I do appreciate everybody and the discussion we have had. Sometimes we need to back up. And as I was thinking through all of this, my real concern was that we really didn't have the information we needed, at least for the legislative branch. So that, you know, of course, I come from the judicial side, which is always evidence-based, and so that's where I was leaning. But I appreciate where the legislators are coming from. I don't want to say I don't, but I do think our job is to make sure we're basing our decisions on evidence and the fact that it was not something where every legislator expressed that opinion.
Agreed.
So I don't want to ignore that. If there's nothing else, any new business or old business, we have already set our meeting date. And if nothing further, I will declare us adjourned.
Thank you.
This is, for purposes of the record, it is 10:25.